Blog Talk Radio.
Boss Lady Publishing.
Capri, we are live tonight on Real Rock Radio. It's the Bitches Brew, y'all. We done slid in here. Everybody is getting themselves together. They're putting on their little robes and things as Uncle Aaron leaves out for us every single week. We are so excited. Tonight, the Bitches Brew is live with Bandman Sunny. It's so good. Shout out to JCO. He sends over the best that needs to rock the mic on the radio. Shout out to Bandman Sunny. He'll be here in just a little while. You have Nene Capri, and you will have Miss Lady live on tap this evening. We have a wonderful show for y'all. We're talking about hip-hop is the streets. We got so much going on in hip-hop right now. We got Nicki Minaj, Remy Ma. We got Young Money. We got Papoose going crazy. Shout out to Biggie Smalls, 20-year anniversary. So we're so excited for that as well, to talk about everything that's going on in the industry. So I can't wait to get that popping. We'll be talking about hot topics all throughout this evening. First, let me give a special shout out to some of our sponsors that rock with us here on Real Raw Radio. We got YUAMG. Shout out to them, young urban American group. They're out there on the road right now. Make sure you check them out on Instagram and Facebook. Shout out to tapehustlers.com. Make sure you get over there and check them out as well. Book Right Editing, that is Miss Tony. Check her out, Tony Franklin, on Facebook. You'll be able to get those edits done the way they need to be done. If you're out there, you're an author, you're trying to get your work done, make sure you don't skip any steps. Make sure you go through all the steps. We have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful editor here on tap. She rocks the mic on Tuesday nights because she also knows sports like no other. So make sure you check her out on Tuesday nights. Same time, same channel here on Real Raw Radio. Call 347-826-7011 if you want to talk that Real Raw Sports Talk. It's your radio tailgate party here on Real Raw Radio, the scoreboard. You can check Miss Tony out on there. Shout out to Nene Capri Presents, holding it down in the background. We have so much going on, so much on tap, so many amazing things coming down the pipeline. We have some guests that'll be phenomenal. We have some new shows that'll be coming on all throughout the summer. Again, we are still doing live, so we will be doing some live shows and performances. Make sure you stay tuned. The Mike Pitt Rap Battle, that's out there. So if you are listening in and you got that heat, you want to rock this mic, make sure you shout us out at realrawradio101@gmail.com. That's realrawradio101@gmail.com. We will be taking submissions. If you have videos, if you have tracks, make sure you submit them. We'll be coming to a town near you really, really, really soon. So make sure you stay tuned for the Mike Pitt Rap Battle. We're going to be in Cincinnati, Ohio. We're going to be in Philadelphia, New York, Jersey. Of course, that's my stomping ground. So we're going to tear it down when we get to Jersey. Charlotte, North Carolina, and back here at Atlanta. We had the first one here at Atlanta. Shout out to the Eye Lounge. It was crazy, crazy, crazy fun. We had the live cypher. So if you have a live cypher or you want to get in the rap battle, make sure you hit us up. We will be putting registration for the rap battle on Eventbrite. So make sure you stay tuned into Eventbrite because we will be putting all of the registration for the cities as we come to them. And stay intact with YUAMG Tours. They're rocking the mic. It's crazy. Signing new artists. Shout out to Fleet DJs. They're also another sponsor and supporter of the show. 1K Media Group out there doing it. So Gorilla Films. Make sure you check out my boy, So Gorilla, out there. Check him out on Instagram. He is doing those movies and things, and it's about to go down. So I'm so excited. Miss Lady, of course, she got tied up in the green room. You know what I'm saying? We be having all kinds of stuff going down there. Y'all just don't know about that good old green room. I mean, you can get down there and never come out, or get lost in one of those very cute and sexy broom closets that we pass by ever so often. We're so excited. And we have a good show on tonight. I'm waiting for Miss Lady to mic up. While we're waiting for her to mic up, we're going to rock a quick tune. We're going to go right into something by Bandman himself because he will be here shortly in the studio. I want him to be able to explain those songs before he gets here. Hold on. I think Lady done slid in here. Where's Miss Lady at? I think she done slid in. She was down in the green room playing, eating those little finger sandwiches. What's going on, Miss Lady? You done got your mic all done. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to put finger sandwiches in the green room anymore. You know what I'm saying? If that's what's going to go down. You know what I'm saying? Godspeed. Did you drink the soda, too? I mean, the strippers aren't scheduled for until next week. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what held you, but those sandwiches are good. Those sandwiches are good.
Yeah.
We're going into it. I was going to drop a beat, but since you showed up, you know what I'm saying, I know you got so much stuff that you be wanting to talk about, those hot topics be on the tip of your tongue, because I know you just be bubbling over, because tonight is Ratchet Monday right there on good old VH1, so you know it's going down. You got Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. They're in full-fledged shenanigan mode. I mean, let's just get right into it. I know we got to talk about, hip-hop being the streets. We're going to be talking about that. We're talking about these rap battles. We're talking about controversy and rap. We're going to be talking about all that, especially when Bandman shows up shortly. But until then, we have some real ratchetosity that we need to discuss. Miss Lady, please weigh in. Please weigh in. I'm going to take a break.
Which one? What about weighing in on first? Because I'm just sick of
First of all, we're going to just try to weigh in a little bit on Ratchet Monday, Love & Hip Hop, Kirk & Rashida. Okay, let's just go right into that. And, I mean, does it seem staged to you? I mean, that was just a little weird. The little skinny broad, she's
just
at the party. She's like,
I'm just tired ahead. Of these black females. They making their whole self look ridiculous just for a check. I'm just sick and tired.
I'm done.
I mean, the people they have that's allowing them to do this to them is like, come on, look at Kirk, look at him. I'm sick and tired. I am. They just do anything for a check. Like, she's making herself look ratchet, used, abused for a damn check. I mean, like, for real, really. They don't have nothing going on with their life that's substantial for them to even stay on there.
Shenanigans.
They might as well just find something else to do. Like, what the hell?
Even if that was the case, how do you let that whole situation get aired on national television? You know what I'm saying? Like, her to pop up for a check. She got a whole baby. Mind you, don't forget the plot thickens because she's supposed to be dating this cat who used to date somebody else on there who got beat up, and now she's dating him, and she claiming she got a baby by Kirk. Very interesting. I'm waiting to see how it plots.
They need a DNA test for that, or did they do that already?
Child, they so ratchet. It don't make no sense. Between them and Mimi and their little baby, and what's that lady's name, Jocelyn, and her, Stevie, and everybody, it's just weird. And the girl who was dating Snoop, you know, all the blogs are blowing her up, saying she, you know, she was on another reality show before dating. I think it was with Chance and old boy, his brother passed away.
Yeah.
You know, talking about he had the cancer. Yeah, him, Chance and Real. Yeah, that she was on there, and then she did something else. So that's what it was like. She's a straight reacher. So I don't think that they'll even have a storyline for Snoop next season because it wasn't really necessary. I don't think Snoop even needed that exposure. Like, I don't know what it did for her career, if anything at all, because, you know what I'm saying, she could have did 500 other things because it didn't show no music. It didn't show no artistry for real. So I think that was whack. So, yeah. And then you got girls who gay but ain't gay. They just signing this contract, like you said, for a check. So it's crazy. It's like whatever the storyline fits. What you need, a crazy baby mama, crazy side chick, you know.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
And they got all the stars,
you know,
coming on there doing that. Try coming to the hood. You got all these real stories like that. Like, these stars ain't really about this
living that life.
Come to the hood, to the poverty.
Yeah.
Let people go and actually, you know, try out for this damn Love and Hip Hop shit. And people that's really trying to become rappers, you know, have the real life shit. Reality. That's what it's called. Reality.
Right. Right.
These people don't have these type of issues. You know what? In the hood, we got baby mamas, baby daddy sleeping with the mother of the baby mama. You know, we got real
Absolutely.
Shit happening in the hood. they couldn't even put their shoes in what's going. They feet in our shoes. They couldn't even walk a day in our shoes. These fake ass artists and stars and shit. Then they got these thotty bitches coming on there claiming they singers and rappers. I'm just sick and tired of it.
How do you really
Young
feel? Beast, I mean, because I'm
trash. All of them, they just trash.
And the girl who
sang
the chicken noodle soup with a soda on the side, little skinny Mariah Lynn,
Mariah Lynn.
Horror. What's her name? What's the other one's name? I don't know. They be playing
Galore,
with them
names. Whatever. Major Galore, I'm a trash.
I know, sickness. But look, right, and not just that, this is the type of stuff they got out here to represent rap and to represent females who rap. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Right.
And then you get the Nicki Minaj and Remy Ma shenanigans. You know what I'm saying? So when you look at the whole culture of what's going on, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, that ain't street. That ain't real. That's not what's really happening. Like, it's females out there spitting hard bars. Like, they is tearing bars down. But they don't fit the image. They don't fit the ratchet image, big booty image, whatever the image is that sells, you know, music and moves product. They don't have it. You know what I'm saying? Because dumb. It's ridiculous. It puts my pressure up. Go ahead. You go. I'm going to sit back in my chair. You go.
Yeah, I'm just sick and tired of these people. Let me tell you something. The only reason why this hip-hop world is the way it is right now is because our generation. I mean, look who's listening to these people. Lost children.
Right.
That's who's listening to these motherfuckers. That's buying these people's albums, that's making them rich. Lost kids. Kids that's lost. They don't even have a life or a future. These are people that,
right.
that and you know what, and they're showing them that it's okay to go out there and possibly have sex for the money to get your body done, or, you know, because they sell short. Or you got the niggas out here hustling. Young kids, not grown men, these are young kids that's actually out here
right.
selling drugs, killing people, just to put on some foreign shoes because this nigga
right.
had it in the video. Or,
right.
Scamming because this nigga had it in the video, or damn, they all got foreign whips. I need to get me one too. So they going all out their way. Hip hop is not what it is anymore.
Right.
These kids,
right.
They just want whatever sounds good and what looks good is what's winning. They not even caring about what's being said on the track. Oh shit, damn, that sounded hot, but it ain't really true. What happened to the real rappers?
Yeah.
There ain't no more real rappers. Lauryn Hill. Come on, Little Kim was ill in her prime. I mean, Foxy Brown been lost it a long time ago. You heard what Remy said. Like, come on.
I'm done.
Like, we just kind of bring back the real rap. Nikki is pop. She's crossed over the pop. She has no business even being in the hip hop genre. She needs to be in pop genre. Pop. She's not a hip hop artist. not a rapper. I don't think they need to be giving this bitch a hip hop award. Sit her ass down. Only people
How
that
do you really feel?
Is these young kids that believe in her. These young girls that believe in Barbie and anything that's plastic and fake. That's why that song, that fraud shit should have been about her herself, because she's a fucking fraud. Everything about her is fake. Fake.
I'm done.
Can't rap. Don't write her wrong. She had to get Drake and this finked out addict ass rapper Wayne. I can't stand this nigga. You got a nigga that killed another nigga in the mouth, and this is what society has come to. When has it been okay? You know what I'm saying? He should just come out and just say he's gay. Why are you hiding this? You know what I'm saying? Don't be the same rappers that got something to say in the gay community or in the lesbian community, but you out here kissing this nigga baby in his mouth. This is sad. This whole fucking industry is sad. I'm not buying
no
fucking album.
That's it for y'all. That's it. She's done with you guys. She can't take it anymore. It's Real Raw Radio, y'all. It's the Boss Lady, Nene Capri. We got Miss Lady on the mic. She's fed up tonight. She is done with it. She is disgusted. She can't even take it no more. I'm going to have her sit back. Grab your drink, boo. Fill your cup. Relax. We're going to have Bandman in here. He's going to break some things down. Tonight we're talking about hip-hop is the streets. We're talking about the real deal, hardcore. I was talking earlier with somebody about, you know, KRS-One, you know, his brother, when his brother got killed, you know, Scott LaRock. Like, back in the day, it was just crazy. You know, we came from a real hip-hop era. Then you got your Biggie and your Tupac. You know, then, you know, now they're trying to throw up beef with Remy Ma and Nicki Minaj. It's crazy. It's not real. They're not, you know, they don't have real rhymes. So I'm just excited to see where we're going to go tonight with this stuff about this, you know, this hip-hop being in the streets. We're going to go in. We're going to bust one of his songs right quick. I'm going to drop that beat so that we can then see what's going on. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to hear what he got to say. Let's hear what he got to say. So the first one I'm going to play right before we bring him in here, we're going to bring Pull Up so we can hear what he got to say. We're going to bring him right in the clubhouse right after that. Y'all stay tuned. Rip Radio, y'all. It's the Bitches Real. Drop that beat.
Hey. Hey. Bam. Bam. Hey. 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 Why me so rough in there? Then I pull up in there. Chop me up. Hey, can you say they want this shit, man? Yeah.
Metro Boomin' want some mud, nigga.
Watch me swerve off in that Beamer. Then I pull up in that Parlor. Chop me up, up at your partner. Don't be with the kids, I might fuck with the collars. Gotta keep one in the chamber. You know how niggas be plotting. You know how niggas be plotting. Don't run up on me, you ain't seeing tomorrow. Gotta keep leaning my bottle. Mama said, Lee, watch on father. Stuck with my team from the bottom. Now looking at all of this room, I got rhyming. Remixing it, whipping it, nigga did just about anything off of this dividend. Fresh ain't for Benjamin. I'm hated by many men, call me K50 Cent. I'm fresh like a peppermint. They say the flow heaven sent. Bad man, turn me to the plug. I ain't been broke ever since. Two night, two fly. Jet like a pelican. Must have put me on the air. Hell, we bout to blow elegant. I know you hate me, but you can't even deny I'm the man, no. I'm pushing that hoopty, but I be swerving that bitch through the hood like a Lambo. I'm strapped like I'm Rambo. Pull up and flex on your bitch cause I can, though. Pussy do somebody. Whip out and light up your motherfucking life like a candle. I'm ballin', bitch, I got the handle. No look past my niggas like Alley You. They gon' rock that shit off and bring back the loot. You ain't paid off the work, but I'm rappin' too. If my brothers got beef, then I'm clappin' too. So fuck nigga, watch what you say. Mikey pull up with the cage. Boy, I run up the shit so ridiculous. Lock me up and I post it on instantly. Don't you come round my way with that silly shit. You know all of my niggas is with the shit. Yeah, we moving them bells and we flipping bricks. In the kitchen, I'm stretching and whipping shit. Second band after band, bitch, we getting rich. Second band after band, bitch, we getting
rich. I'ma run that shit up and go fuck up the profit. Make it right back, bitch, my celly be popping. Run through that set, bitch, my bando be rocking. Back to that gas, yeah, I got it, who got it? Push to that white, yeah, we got it, who fine? Never go broke, bitch, I'm out here, I'm grinding. Niggas be hating, these bitches be lying. Stop with that flexing, I know you ain't got it. Back in the day, I was nickel and diamond. Now I'm connected, little nigga, I got it. Stop with the band, I'ma throw what you buying. I got them racks, boy, you know I be shining. Man, pull up, boy, you know I ain't signing. Paper too long, I don't need no consignment. Front that shit out, got my young niggas grinding. Ain't got a flex, boy, you know I ain't lying. I know you hate me, but you can't even deny I'm the man, no. I'm pushing that hoopty, but I be swerving that bitch through the hood like a Lambo. I'm strapped like I'm Rambo. Pull up and flex on your bitch cause I can, though. Pussy do somebody. Whip out and light up your motherfucking life like a candle. I'm ballin', bitch, I got the handle. No look past to my niggas like Alley You. They gon' rock that shit off and bring back the loot. You ain't paid off the work, but I'm rapping too. If my brothers got beef, then I'm clapping too. So fuck, nigga, watch what you say. Might just pull up with the K. Might just pull up where you stay.
Yeah, that was Bandman Sonny. We're getting ready to bring him in here. He is a native of PA. He resides now in North Carolina. I was about to say Charlotte. Everybody's in Charlotte. That's Greensboro. He's in Greensboro. We're going to roll him on in the clubhouse and find out where he's coming from. He's been over some obstacles and been through some things and served some time. We're going to find out what's going down. Bandman, welcome to the clubhouse. It's the boss, Lady Nene Capri, and we got Miss Lady. How are you?
What's happening? How you doing?
Well, we're good. Thank you for that good music. Before you even really get into it, set it up for us. What was the motivation behind what we just listened to? Pull Up. Give that to us real quick.
So Pull Up, that's one of the mixtape singles coming real soon, man. Just me and my man was just in the studio. I had just made one for some BS. We were just rocking on the beat and just decided to come up with something. Simple as that.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. Shout out to JCO. He got you in here rocking the mic with us. I was going through the bio and information, and you've had a hell of a journey, Bandman.
Yes,
you know, you done had a couple of little rough ups with the, you know, with the law, you know, served a few sentences, you know, you found your gift and your trade behind the wall. Walk us through a little bit of the history of what made your music that has you standing here right now speaking to us on the mic.
Say it again now.
Your history, like what brought you to this point right now, where you're at? You had the situation, you know, you done had to run in with the law.
When I got to this point right here, as far as really just in the streets grinding, man, like I started rapping when I was behind the wall. When I came home, a couple of my homies was already doing it, you feel me? So I got into it doing some open mics and some talent shows and shit. But really I just connected with the right people where I ran into JCO. Through Bandana Bonds, I met him at the studio or whatever, and got to chopping it up with him. He decided to point me in the right direction, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's
so when you was able, when you came out, you already had a lot of work on tap written, and you was ready to go right in the studio. Or how did the process go for you?
No, really, everything I'm coming out with now is just recent writing. Like I had a whole bunch of stuff already ready when I came home, but really I got caught back up in the streets or whatever. It took like probably I just met bruh like a few months ago, and I've been out for like 3 years, so it took about that long to really get started.
Okay. Do you think that that's a realistic, you know, goal? Like a lot of people think that they could just jump into music and just blow up. Over that 3 year period with everything you learned, you know what I'm saying, and the different trials you had, is that a realistic, you know, situation for a person, or should they be trying to just blow up? How do you feel? Do you take that period of time and learn their craft? How you feel?
Yeah, it take time. It take a lot of time, a lot of dedication and hard work and bread mostly, man. It costs bread to get where you're going. Everything costs.
Absolutely. And now that you're out there, are you signed or are you?
Not yet. We working on that right now. Really, we just on this independent movement right now, trying to get everything lined up. But eventually it may come to that.
Absolutely. And for you now, what is it more for you, like just the artistry, the music? What's most important to you about this craft at this point in hip hop, where hip hop is at and where hip hop is going? What's most important for you?
As far as where I'm trying to get?
Yeah, where you're trying to get.
Hip hop is
mm-hmm.
Oh, promotion, mostly, man. It really is the promotion, man. Like, if I were to know then what I know now, I put more of my brand into the promotion instead of the music-wise, because getting it out is the hard part, man.
Absolutely. And I always say that, you know, and I write books, so I always say, you know what I'm saying, getting the book written is pretty much the easy part, making sure people know that it exists. That's the real work. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
getting out there.
It's easy
sure.
to make the music.
Exactly. Because that comes natural. That's the gift. But putting the right push behind it. What type of advice would you give a young artist? He out here, he's struggling, besides, you know, putting it into the promotion. Like, if they be like, how? You know what I'm saying? Without giving up your trade secrets, you know what I'm saying? Because it's some stuff that just makes you you. But what do you have for these young artists, you know, coming out here that you advise to put your money into promotions and marketing? What do you have for them? What steps do they need to take?
Really, like, shoot. You just got to stay down, stay focused, keep pushing, man. You got to find the right people, man. It's all about running into the right people. And as long as you're grinding, as long as you're working, man, you're going to run into the right people because they're out there pushing the same way you're pushing. Y'all going to eventually blink, yo. So just keep grinding, keep striving, keep stacking your bread.
Absolutely. Publishing and rights. You know, when you talk about writing music and, you know, producing, publishing, how important is it to protect your music? Please, you know, let them know how important it is to protect your rights and your publishing of your music.
Well, you got to do that because your publishing, that's where you make your bread at. So you always want to keep your publishing if you can, you know. Keep as much of yourself as you can. Don't try to put everything out because you was making the bread, you know. So really, you got to make sure your shit copyrighted. You got to make sure that you keeping a hold of your stuff. Don't just put it out there. You got to, it's steps to it. You got to take the right steps, follow the right time.
Absolutely. Your new release in Band We Trust, talk to us a little bit about that and what the listeners can expect in your music.
Oh, really? That's just me. That's the beginning, like, where I started at to about, like, now. Like, really, I'm just telling my story. Like, you can expect a whole bunch of, like, really trap shit, struggle, street shit, like, basically everyday hood life, street stuff, things that people like me go through on a day-to-day basis, you know?
Absolutely. Could you have? You think we could have hip hop without the streets? Because, you know, tonight we're talking about hip hop is the streets. You know, could hip hop exist or be what it is without the streets?
I don't think so. Because for the simple fact that you got a whole bunch of people, they telling their story, they telling you about where they came from. Most of the people come from the streets. You feel me? They got to get the gab and they telling you about where they come from, what they did to get where they're going. You know, without the streets, man, really got nothing but a bunch of pop and shit like that, like Shorty was talking about.
So how you feel about this little rap battle stuff? Because Miss Lady was on here going off. I had to have her sit down and relax. Miss Lady, you still over there? I had to have her take a drink and get her nerves and stuff together.
Yeah,
she... You go ahead. You talk to him about this Remy Ma thing. I think you and him will have a better exchange. How you feeling about this Remy Ma and Nicki Minaj and all these shenanigans, getting all the dudes involved? Like, talk to us a little bit and go in with them, Miss Lady.
Shit. I really don't pay nothing much attention to that bullshit that's going on with them. At the end of the day, it's all promotion, man. They really just putting themselves in your face and seeing all this bullshit. They rapping back and forth with each other. It's making you buy it. They doing their job, you feel me? They putting themselves in the public eye. It's all promotion.
Nicki, it's promotion. But for Remy, she really lived this life. She's really talking real facts. As far as when it comes to lyrics, I mean, like me, I was born and raised off of Biggie Smalls, Tupac, people that made music with a substance, that had a meaning, that meant something, that when they said they was going to do something, best believe they did that or they lived that. I hate to hear rappers all across the board with this stupid-ass music. It should make me upset, and I'm tired of hearing all these things that sound the same. I hate it. Biggie and Tupac died over this shit. They died over real music. Real rap.
Right.
And we keep
this shit do be trash, though.
Like, ABC, 1, 2, 3, shit. Like, I'm tired of it. I'm really tired of it. I am.
She really tired of it, baby. Can you tell she's tired of it?
She sounds like she's tired for real. She want to hear some real music.
Absolutely.
So that album on the way, be on the lookout for it.
That's right. Y'all be on the lookout for Ed Van.
I'm a foul team. Bring the lock. Bring that DNA.
She's upset. She's upset.
I'm tired. I don't even listen to it. I don't fuck GP. None of that stupid shit. I don't got time for all that. I want that real shit. Tell me something.
You want that real stuff?
Everybody's phone. Yeah,
I think Bandman just sent us some real
shit
stuff
you ain't
over. We're going to have to listen to him. We got to get it. Let me see. What's this right here? We got, what is this? We listened to Pull Up. We got Irrelevant. Give us a bit on what Irrelevant is. This seems like this is an irrelevant moment. We got some irrelevant people that we need to talk about. So please walk us in. We're going to play that. We got a caller holding. We're going to take them in a minute. But talk to us about Irrelevant. Because this lady, take your drink again. See, I ain't going to tell her to take no more drink. Take a drink again. Go ahead, baby. Set us up for Irrelevant.
Yeah, that's another track with me and my young man, K Knight. That's one we did. I really went in on that by myself. Brooke came in on it later, but it's really about irrelevant. Niggas are always talking about what they used to do and what they used to have, and ain't doing nothing now. They ain't talking about nothing really. You know,
that's what I'm
doing it
about.
Now. We got the streets right now. You know,
let's get it. All them cats is irrelevant. They're irrelevant. Let me drop that beat on them. We'll be right back, y'all. This is Band Man Sonny coming up off that in the band we trust. Irrelevant.
Yeah.
Let's get it. Let's go.
I know you used to
Boom, boom. Yes, that was irrelevant. All of that, all that, yes, all that they be saying is irrelevant.
Yeah.
That was on point. Yes, that beat is fine. I need that for my car. I really do. Like, when is the CD dropping? Like, I still have CD play in my car. Like, I need that for something. Please make sure I get one. I really need it. When is it dropping? When is it dropping?
The CD will be out about, I say, the end of July, about the beginning of August, but that single about to drop in the next month or so.
Okay, absolutely. That's fire. Where will they be able to get your music? Definitely tell us where can they get your music right before we take this caller because it's fire. Say, where? I'm sorry.
I got the single up on Audio Mac right now. They can download it, Bam Ass Sunny. Video on YouTube, Sax, Bam Ass Sunny. You can look that up. I got videos coming. The mixtape will be out April the 1st, probably on Audio Mac. On it on live mixtapes too. Basically, follow me on YouTube, on Facebook, Bam Ass Sunny, Instagram, Bam Ass Sunny. Just look for the release.
Absolutely. Let me take this caller right quick because they've been waiting with their hand up. 917-870. You are live in the clubhouse with Nene Capri and Miss Lady. We got Bam Man Sunny on deck. What's your name and where you calling from?
Baby Todd from the BX coming to you live.
And yeah. I hit y'all with a little red alert. They ain't know nothing about that. I hit them with a little DJ red alert. They ain't know nothing about that. They ain't old enough. Go ahead, continue.
The beat is ill. But no disrespect to them, this song was trash. It would have been irrelevant. Like, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Had me depressed. Had me on my stress mode. He was so, what made him so different from any other rappers?
You said what happened?
Mm-hmm.
What made you
Wait,
any different?
Move your phone around off your mouth so they can hear you because your mic is muffled. Say that again, baby.
He ain't talking about shit. He ain't talking about nothing. I can curse in this radio.
That's your opinion, man. I speak up from a factual place in my life. You feel me? Like, everything you hear on the track, I do that for real. You can look me up, Bam Man.
You
can look
me up in your life. You can look me up in your life.
That's your opinion.
How fast is going to be? I'm never going to listen to rap no more.
Wait,
that's played out.
I missed
up. That sound is played out. I'm listening for some real shit.
Oh, I had to put this. Oh, caller? Hello? What happened? Did I miss something? I can't hear her. Let me put her on mute. I'm sorry. I couldn't hear her. Hold on. Her mic is muffled. I can't hear what she was saying. I don't know what she was saying. We'll get back to the caller in a minute because we can't hear her. Her mic was muffled. So we're going to go right back into... Oh, okay. Well, Godspeed. I couldn't hear her. I didn't know what she was saying. She said something. I guess it was irrelevant. We're going to leave her over there since it was irrelevant. I couldn't hear it.
Well, she was saying, I guess she had her opinion. She was saying
okay.
that the beat was good on his last song that we just played, but the song was trash. It was irrelevant.
Oh, okay.
She said. The song alone was irrelevant.
Oh, no.
If she shouldn't be listening to trap music. She need to go listen to some Apu, to some Cass, or some Jadakiss, or some shit. Don't be listening to trap music.
I know that's right.
I'm popping where I'm
Absolutely. Absolutely. You got to rep your set. You got to rep where you're from. You know what I'm saying? We got to do what we got to do. We're going to be able to see you live. Are you touring? Are you around? Where will you be next?
March 24th, I'll be at 101 Bar and Lounge.
Okay.
I'll be coming up real soon, though. I got some shit in the making, everything lined up. By the time of spring, summertime, you'll be seeing me everywhere. Just be on the lookout.
Okay, absolutely. And tell us again where we can download that hotness, because I'm ready for it, ready to bump it in my car so we can be able to, you know, take that summer on. Then, you know, that'll be the end of the summer. You said that ain't until August, right?
Yeah, but that single will be out next month, April.
Okay, absolutely.
Yeah,
and you said if you get it where?
It's called Sax right now, Audio Mac. Bam Man Sunny is called Sax. You can find it on YouTube. Look me up on YouTube.
Okay, well, give us all your information. You got everything out there. They can email you. Are you guys working with new artists? Are you going to be able to put people out there? Are y'all accepting submissions? What's the camp doing out there right now?
Well, yeah, we're working. The camp is working. Just get in touch with JCEO, or you can find me, Bandmass Sunny on Facebook, Bandmass Sunny on Instagram. Just hit me up, and we're working on it.
Word is fine. Well, I'm glad. I'm glad it was rolling. It was pop, pop, popping. We got it knocking. Hold on. We got one more caller. You want to take another caller, or you want to take another song in here? All right, let me get it. 973-517, 973-517, you're alive. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Good evening, it's Giz calling from Jersey.
Hey, Giz.
I just want to say something positive because the other caller was so negative, and
she just killed
my vibe real quick. But I'm keeping it real, like, because I'm, you know, I hustle is in my blood. I come from hustlers and all that. I'm just saying positive, illegal. I'm just keeping it 100. I was feeling the song because it's real what he was saying. Like, it's a lot of people, like, for example, the drug dealers I know. Like, okay, back in the day you had the block, but is it relevant? Because it's not the block no more. Like, you done went to jail, came home, and it's not the same anymore. So I'm just keeping it real because I know the life. You feel me? So it is. Everything he was saying is real. So I was over here bopping my head because at the end of the day, I listen to lyrics. Like, forget the beat. A lot of, and that's what's wrong with these people. They so stuck into the beat, they not listen to the lyrics. Like, when Lil Wayne say some dumb joke, I be like, yo, did you hear what he just said? Like, what does that even mean? They like, oh, I didn't hear it. I don't know. But yeah, my point is that. So listen to the lyrics. So, again, I'm going to say he just spit some real stuff, and I'm feeling it. So
that's
keep your head
you
up.
So much,
who cares about the haters? You feel me? Because at the end of the day, whether they like you or not, I bet you they're going to listen. They're going to bob their head in the club. They're going to dance to it. You feel me?
Yeah.
So that's all. Stay safe, y'all. Put me on mute. I'm still here.
Appreciate you. Thank you, Gib. Shout out to Jersey.
Right.
Always showing that love and support. Thank you, Gib.
Yes.
Truth. And thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you, Bandman Sunny. We got one more song, of course, because, you know, the technician didn't label it. I don't know what it's called. So I'm so sorry for that. I apologize. I'm going to take it into the song. When we come back in, you can let us know what it was that we were listening to. I apologize. That's my fault. They got your name on it, and I can't grab the tag. But I'm going to go ahead and throw it right in the mix, and then when we come back in, we'll let you tell us what that's about and get you one more last shout-out to anybody you got to shout out. And we thank you for rocking with us. Let me drop that beat.
Yeah. I got the set. I got the set. Yeah. I got the set. I got the set on me.
Hey. Rack
on me.
I got the
right.
I got the sack on me. Came from the bottom and ran up a check, and now I got the racks on me. I'm killing these niggas, I'm king of the city, bitch, I got the trap with me. Niggas be hating, I ain't got patience, my nigga get back from me. Yeah, nigga get back, bitch, I'm that nigga, you ask about me. All of my brothers get racks around me. Trap like McDonald's, a quarter pounder. Y'all niggas broke, y'all start quarter ounce. Came up on flipping them powder sacks. Switch that shit up, I got pounds of gas. I hit the block with that power pack. Too many rats, don't know how to act. Y'all niggas talk, I just put in words. Bitch, don't I look like I'm getting money? All on the board like you got the word. Nigga, I heard you been selling dummies. Nigga, I know you ain't really with it. All of my niggas, they really with it. All of my niggas, they really get it. I'm in the trap trying to get a million. I got that sack on me. Came from the bottom and ran up a check, and now I got them racks on me. I'm killing these niggas, I'm king of the city, bitch, I got the trap with me. Niggas be hating, I ain't got papers, my nigga get back from me. Yeah, nigga get back. You know exactly what's up with me. I'm in the streets, nigga, very deep. I got the bags and they very cheap. Run through about 10 of them every week. Yeah, we be flipping that marijuana. You see my niggas on every corner. I turned my hood into California. Called me in case, had to pay the lawyer. You see your blood with a bankroll. I see my blood with a duffel bag. That shit you be keeping ain't never gas. That ain't no song, it'll never pass. That shit ain't pricey, you selling swag. Might as well toss that shit in the trash. Might as well come and shop with the band. Get you about 450 grand. That sack on me. Came from the bottom and ran up a check, and now I got the racks on me. I'm killing these niggas, I'm king of the city, bitch, I got the trap with me. Niggas be hating, I ain't got papers, my nigga get back from me.
that tech here, yeah, I got them rags. No Ricky, he ain't get hit in the bag. I got that sauce and I'm dripping with that. These rappers all talk, I ain't feeling they rest. They talking that talk, is it really that? Fuck a loss, get it off each and every bag. Hit the trap, cop another pack, took another sack, and another sack. Hey, Hennessy, ho, smoking on loud, dope. Niggas, they say they won't smoke, so we hop out with pose and you niggas get smoked. My niggas be flipping them low. You barely be flipping them old. I came from Sycamore. I can see in your eyes just a bitch is a hoe.
I got that sack on me. Came from the bottom and ran up a chicken. Now I got the racks on me. I'm killing these niggas. I'm king of the city, bitch. I got the trap with me. Niggas be hating. I ain't got patience. My nigga get back from me. Yeah. Nigga get back. Nigga get back.
Yeah. What was that one like? Yeah. I'm so sorry. Excuse me. Shout out to my technician, but they didn't give me the rhyme. Could you please tell us what that was? Was kicking in our ear right there.
That right there, that's the first single called Sacks. That's the one I've been talking about. It's on Audio Mac right now for download and on YouTube video on YouTube. It's called Sacks. Damn, man, Sonny.
Word. That's what I'm talking about. Shout out to Band Man. Shout out to your family. You know, we know the families, the wives and the kids. You know, shout out to them. Brandy, you know, they take those sacrifices while y'all travel, while y'all on the road. You know what I'm saying? Trying to make good music. Shout out to Bandcamp. Give us a little bit, right quick. Give us a little bit about Bandcamp, who they are, and what we can expect coming about that camp.
So, Bandcamp, them my little partners. We came up with a sandbox together, man. K Knight. Clay Bands, yeah, we got some hot shit coming real soon. Got the mixtape about to drop probably April the 1st called Hustle. And Band We Trust coming real soon, like the end of the summer, man. We've been shooting videos left and right. Like, the Sax video up right now, the video up for another single that's about to drop probably in, like, a couple days. I just got the video back, just waiting on the edits to finish. So, yeah, we making big moves for something in the future, man.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. We appreciate you rocking with us. Make sure y'all check him out. Tell us again what your social media handles are so they can check you out.
Yeah, Bandman Sonny on Facebook, Bandman Sonny on Instagram, Twitter, all that. Y'all follow me, check me out, look for the music, man. It's coming real soon, man.
Yeah. Thank you so much. We're going to let you go. Thanks for rocking the mic with us. We appreciate you. We appreciate your music and your struggle and what you contribute to the industry. Keep on rocking. You get any of that new music, make sure you send it over so we can rock it here on Real Rock Radio. It's Bandman Sonny, y'all. Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate you, baby. All right. Yeah, this is Real Rock Radio. The Business Brew. You got Miss Lady on the mic. You got Nene Capri, the boss lady. Tonight we've been talking about hip hop being the street. And we've been going in. We've been going in. Miss Lady, what's going on with you over there? What's going on with you? You feeling the street? How you feeling? What's going on? Lord have mercy. Let me see. We got this caller on here. Let me take a caller right quick. See what they talking about. Get them back on the line. 917-870, you live in the clubhouse. What's your name? Where you calling from? Hello?
Baby Todd's calling from the Bronx.
Hey, what's going on? How are you from the Bronx? What's going on?
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm doing good, but that song, like, he ain't rapping about nothing. It was irrelevant.
Do you think it's just a difference because it's trap music? You know what I'm saying? You got the trap music, which sound different from
it's
what we used
no
to,
different.
You know what I'm saying? We from up top. So, you know, we feel a little bit different about music. You think that's
the difference,
you know what I'm saying? It's a little bit different?
The only difference it is trash. That's the only difference. Like, he wasn't rapping about nothing. That was my opinion.
That's true. I mean, yeah, you do got your opinion. That's the truth. I mean, this is Real Rock Radio. We have freedom of speech and talk and everything. So we got to be able to share.
And,
you know what I'm saying?
It was nothing negative towards him. I hope he do well and stuff because, you know, nothing bad. I hope he succeed, but it was trash. Like, you ain't going nowhere with that song. Like, all of them. He wasn't rapping about nothing.
He don't think he got potential. I saw some potential. I was feeling the potential. He came out. You know what I'm saying? He fighting. He doing his music. You know what I'm saying? He out there trying to promote, trying to, you know, teach a little bit, educate, you get an early appointment show, you can educate about publishing and everything like that. You know, a lot of music business, you know, dropping bars and lines.
What he needs to do, he needs to surround himself around good, real friends, because I know he got people gassing him up saying that the shit was hot, but the shit was trash. Seriously and truly. He needs to surround himself around real people. That's my opinion. Like, the lady came on and said, I'm going to be positive. I think that's not real. She don't listen to real rap. She don't listen to rap at all. I listen to South people rap, too. And there's a lot of people that could rap good in the South. But he's not one of them.
Yeah, I'm feeling it. Okay.
And
well,
I'm
going to
come back to
what
he's talking about, the New York people.
What did he say?
Some people in New York
can't
rap.
I missed New York. Yeah, what did he say? Because I missed it. I don't know whether I wasn't listening hard or slow or what was going on. What was the statement?
He said, if I would like to listen to New York stuff, that should be like my category. Like, I shouldn't listen to him or South people because I'm busy listening to New York. Otherwise, I'm listening to everything. I'm listening to everything in these streets. Down to motherfucking Future, to motherfucking, I'm listening to everything.
So how you feeling about this rap beef? How you feeling about Nicki Minaj and what's going on with her and Remy? How you feeling? How you think it's going to end?
I don't think it's going to end good for Nicki Minaj. I don't think it's going to end good. I think she should just leave it alone because I feel Nicki Minaj is not a rapper. She's a pop star, period. She's a pop star. You should leave the real rappers to the real rappers, the people that she can't battle. She's not a battle rapper. I don't even know why she's trying to step in the ring with Remy.
But do you think that these dudes should be getting involved? Do you think that's like a bitch nigga move? You know what I'm saying? You got these two females, they battling, you know what I'm saying? Then everybody jump in. Like, I never seen, like, even when Biggie and them was battling. How you feeling?
He shouldn't get involved, but, you know, the industry is going to be the industry. So somebody got dirt on somebody, he got the dirt on her. So, you see what I mean? And that relationship didn't end well anyway. Like, their relationship didn't end well. So,
okay.
I think he should leave it alone, but it's going to be what it's going to be. Like, it is what it is. You feel me?
Yeah.
That is some bitch move that he did. It's a female move that he did, but I'm a Remy fan anyway. So it helped Remy out. So keep on doing what you do, Neek.
He said, keep doing what you do. I appreciate you.
Keep doing what you do, Neek.
Real Raw Radio. We be wanting it real. We be wanting it raw. We want to hear from, you know, the fans. We want to see what y'all got to say. Y'all listening in. So definitely call in and weigh in. You know what I'm saying? Every Monday. You feel
right.
Me? Just definitely call in and weigh in. We want to hear what you got to say. And I appreciate your time. Thank you for taking the time with us and rocking the mic.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you, baby. All right.
Have a blessed night.
Yeah. You too, baby girl. Miss Lady, how you feeling? We got a lot of information tonight. Toss it around. You know, I ain't had that in a long time. I ain't had a caller call in and give it the real in a minute. So I was thrown off. I said, oh, shoot, New York came up in here, put their Timberlands on my desk. Excuse me.
Someone other than us, you know, me and you, Nene, I'm happy that someone other than me and you came off and gave it to it real and raw. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
no Vaseline.
Somebody has. Oh, well,
you
damn. You stay out the green room. I don't want you. I don't want you drinking on radio night. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't you do nothing. You just come in here and sit down because tonight you got your bonnet in a tizzy. I don't know if it's a bee in your bonnet, but you is going in tonight. And you are upset. They done ruffled your feathers. They making babies. They signing contracts. They sending out whack rap. Like, everything about this night is so hurtful for you right now. I'm going to put you in rehab.
Yeah, you know.
I'm just saying, yeah.
You know what? Because... let me tell you something. It's got to be, rap is about being real. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
We are all born and raised in this jungle. You understand? And just like the lady from New York that called in and she gave it to us real raw without the Vaseline. All right? I'm going to keep it funky.
No.
It's a lot.
tired of y'all.
That we grow up with, that grows up around us, and it's like, thanks, one of my people come around me. They're like, yo, Lee, I want you to come with me, hear my rhyme. If he trash, I'm going to say he trash. That's just how it is. And they got to respect it because it's my opinion. I'm not going to be the only one not liking it, or it might be other people that do like it. And you got to respect my opinion at the end of the day and keep it moving. Because at the end of the day, your records are supposed to sell. Me out of a million people, that's, it don't count if I don't like your shit. That don't count. It's too many other people that like that type of music, that trap music.
Right.
But he can't come on,
right,
or whoever, not just him, they can't come on and say, oh, if you like, if you don't feel that trap music, just keep it pushing with that Papoose and that Cassidy. First of all, Cassidy, don't bring him up in this kind of conversation because he's a battle rapper. He's a lyrical genius. He will rap circles around these trap niggas. That's just one.
Oh.
And he stole records.
New York is Papoose. In the, what the... Y'all ain't recovered from 9/11. I'm so, y'all
Biggie
so angry. Why y'all, so angry across that water?
Hip hop is the shit. Biggie Dawson, you are celebrating his death, celebrating his birth, and celebrating the man B.I.G. Notorious, the Wallace.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah, 20 years later.
I'm tired of hearing these
right.
Stupid ass rappers. I'm tired of it.
Oh.
Come legit or quit. That's what it is.
Oh.
That's what it is.
Oh.
Gotta come legit or quit.
Oh.
Now, I'm not a fan of trap music, but don't get me wrong. I like Chief Keef. I like Future. I like Young Jeezy. Okay?
Oh.
I like those niggas.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Just because they're saying trap music don't mean they not rapping about something.
I ain't got time
something.
For this.
You know?
Who you are anymore.
But
I don't even know who you are. I don't even know who you are anymore. My host is going rogue, y'all. My host has gone rogue. I don't know what happened to her tonight. She done gone rogue. She done came in here. She got on Timberland boots and a Sherlin. She is done playing around. She got on Timberland boots and a Sherlin. She got her Levi's on. They is pressed hard, girl. They laying on top of her boots. And she done playing around.
Right.
She don't even have on the regular, you know, tan ones. What you? I can't take it. I'm not doing this with y'all tonight. Y'all wearing me out. You know what I'm saying? This is the bitches brew. They done, these bitches done brewed it up in here tonight, and I ain't got nothing else to say. I don't got nothing else to say. It's the end of the night. Make sure y'all head over to Amazon and one click. And I'm Nene Capri. Get that personal bitch by Nene Capri. Get that heat. We got that pin heat. We got that diamonds pumped and glock by Nene Capri, and the author is Black. If you out there reading, you want some real hardcore street lit, make sure you one click in that Nene Capri, 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 Capri. We got that heat. We'll be back here next Monday night with Aight Breezy. Hopefully y'all don't upset my listeners. Like, y'all gotta come hard. If y'all gonna come on Real World Radio, y'all gonna have y'all music, y'all better come hard. Y'all better be ready for them bars. Because right now hip hop is on the line. Hip hop's address is on the line. People showing up at your door like what? So if you're coming on, you better send me that heat. You better put that heat over here. Miss Lady going to be going off. She's going to have on her Timberlands, her Sherlin. She's going to have on a baseball. She's going to have a baseball bat, and her face going to be greased up. So do not come over here talking them shenanigans if you ain't ready for that real raw radio. Shout out to our callers. We appreciate y'all so much. Please keep rocking with us every Monday night. We're going to play in that Bandana form right quick, Loaded, featuring Moneybagg Yo. We got some more trap music. I don't know what else to do. This is Real Raw Radio, y'all. We'll tune in with y'all next week at 7 p.m. Go ahead on over there and watch that Ratchet Monday TV. What is that? Love Hip Hop Atlanta. Miss Lady, you got anything to say before I drop that beat?
I love my listeners.
What you gonna say?
We love our listeners. And good night.
Good night. Let me drop that.
Then don't get out the ball. Loudy. 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 Loudy.